I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. The paintings of the late St. Louis artist Bill Cohn are recognized for striking colors and perspectives. One of his last projects resulted in a Grand Center multimedia performance, and later in the program, art gallery owner Bruno David reflects on Cohn's work and on the opening today of an exhibition of the artist's work at the Bruno David Gallery. And on Soundbites, our monthly segment with Sauce Magazine, the developing restaurant scene on the Del Mar Loop. We'll talk it over with Blueberry Hill's Joe Edwards and Ryan Pinkston of the King's Public House. But first, on Friday, October the 18th, Grammy Award-winning trumpeter and composer Wynton Marsalis will be performing at the Two Hill with the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra and the Chorale Le Chateau, a 70-member gospel choir. Wynton Marsalis is joining us on the phone from Washington, D.C. Hello and welcome to Cityscape.
All right, how are you doing? It's a pleasure.
It's great to have you here. This event is presented by Jazz St. Louis. Executive Director Gene Dobbs Bradford is here, too. Hi, Gene. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Wynton Marsalis, this eight-city tour is showcasing a composition that you wrote to celebrate the 200th anniversary of a Harlem church. Now, you grew up in New Orleans, so I'm wondering what the connection with you with this church is.
Well, just that's a church of historic importance. To all New Yorkers, really, and all Afro-Americans. And I love the pastor of the church, Reverend Calvin Butts, who was also a lover of jazz and of the culture. And also I grew up in a Judeo-Christian tradition, so everybody in that tradition is connected in some way.
Mm-hmm. And Gene, about this piece, the Abyssinian Mass, would you say a combination of the sacred and the secular?
Oh, absolutely. This is a celebration. I mean, it follows the forms of the Mass and things that you've heard from, you know, from other great masters like, you know, Bach and Mozart. And it's got the music of African-American church, which is really at the foundation of American music.
We're going to sample some of that right now, but would you just say a little bit about what this means to you, what this piece means to you?
Ultimately, for me, all of my music is really about kind of uplifting, bringing people together and showing the connections that we have. And this piece is just another part of that, and a chance to investigate all the different types of religious and spiritual music I've had the opportunity to play and be a part of.
Jazz St. Louis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis and the Chorale Le Chateau, Friday, October 18th at the Two Hill. Wynton Marsalis is on the phone with us from Washington, D.C. Gene Dobbs Bradford from Jazz St. Louis is here, and I like that very much, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
And you've modeled this after what you call a typical Baptist service?
That's right.
So what exactly is that for those of us that might not know?
It just follows the form of the Mass that they follow. Starts with a devotional, goes to a call to worship, a processional, and it goes all the way through the sermon to the, you know, meditation, recessional, invitation, It's actually related to the traditional forms, Kyrie and the collect and the things in the traditional Latin mass, but it just is renamed and repurposed in the way that things often happen with forms that exist across time.
Uh-huh. And that's conducted by Damian Sneed, is it, who's going to be with you here in St. Louis?
Yes, he's doing a fantastic job. He has an innovative way of conducting this. It's like he's improvising with the choir, and how they follow his instructions, we don't know. We just look at it in amazement, especially when they do a cappella parts. We've never seen anything like that. We just start laughing. Sometimes he has them playing pianissimo and fortes at the drop of a dime, holding out notes and cutting them short, and it's something.
Well, talk a little bit about the influence of the church then. I know between the church and your parents, really what influenced you early in your work.
Well, a lot of people in my family, the older people, my great aunt, my grandmother, very, very religious people, very spiritual. They grew up on plantations. They were all domestic workers, very, very humble people, but with deep, deep faith and belief. And I lived with my great aunt when I was six for that entire year. Her and my great uncle, he was born in 1883. So they were people with a lot of just a lot of feeling, a lot of spiritual feeling. And I have more of a universal humanistic concept of religion and of spiritual things. I'm not coming so much from a thou shalt or you have to follow particular things. It's just a belief in God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much how they taught me. Even though they were in the scripture and they quoted it all the time and talked about it, and it certainly was a, and being from New Orleans, playing in the Fairview Baptist Church band, we played a lot of hymns and having friends that played in the church, and not just the Afro-American church, but being a trumpet player, you couldn't go past Christmas or any type of important holiday where you didn't play Handel's Messiah or Bach Magnificat. There was always pieces to be played that were of a spiritual import that required trumpet players.
Gene, growing up in New Orleans, not a bad background to have.
No.
Yeah, it was not
right?
Right.
In fact, there's a sort of a St. Louis, New Orleans connection that we have there's a fellow named Jeremy Davenport who plays down in New Orleans now. He's originally from St. Louis, a trumpeter, but you have a connection with him. I think
that's
was it his father that introduced you to him when he was, I guess, right out of high school or something?
Well, no, I met him when he was in high school. He came to a concert I was playing with the St. Louis Symphony, actually playing classical music. He came, Jeremy's parents played in the orchestra, and he also, Peter Martin was a friend of his, a great piano player. That's Diane Reeves, his musical director now.
Right.
And they were both like 14 or 13. They came backstage to a concert. Interestingly enough, much like Damian Sneed, our conductor, he came to a concert we gave in Augusta, Georgia when he was 12. And I met him after that concert. So one of the advantages of being on the road is you get a chance to meet all these unbelievable musicians when they're young. Because they go to any of the kind of cultural events or anything that has a certain level of seriousness in music, they will always show up. And I've been fortunate to meet a lot of great younger musicians and see them blossom in their careers.
Well, you know, Jeremy played with the Harry Connick Big Band for 6 years, I think it was, and you actually introduced him to Harry Connick, didn't you? And the both of you convinced him to move down to New Orleans to pursue his career?
Right. That's right. I always loved Jeremy, always just a soulful and just always had such a open spirit. Open is not a good word, but he was just always the type of kid that you would love. You know, he always had the feeling. And of course, now he's a man, but we have a tendency to kind of just remember when we first met people and the feeling that we had. He always had a great feeling.
Yeah, he's a great guy too. You got your first trumpet at a very young age from Al Hurt. There's got to be a story there.
Yeah, my father was playing in his band in like 1968, 67. And he was looking for a present for me for Christmas, and Al Hurt said, I'll give him a trumpet, and he did.
You don't still have it, do you?
My mama has it. I don't have it.
Will you have a new album coming out, The Spiritual Side of Wynton Marsalis?
Yes. It's a compilation of all the different spiritual pieces I recorded on Sony Records for many years. I always would try to have some type of spiritual. I believe so much in the kind of presence of spirituality in music and the importance of it. So I've had pieces down through the years that I always write that have that feeling to it. So we've put all of those things together on one CD.
Let's sample that. This is I Am. Thank you. And that's from the new album, The Spiritual Side of Wynton Marsalis, who is on the phone with us now. Gene Dobbs Bradford from Jazz St. Louis is here. And we're talking about an upcoming performance at the Two Hill on October the 18th. Mm-hmm. Wynton, talk a little bit about other influences in your life. I think Art Blakey played an important role in your career.
Well, the first opportunity I had to work and come on the road and play was with the great Art Blakey. And he gave me a pure education in this music. In fact, one of the first gigs we ever did when I first joined the band, I was 18, was in St. Louis at a club called La Casa. I got to meet a lot of great St. Louis musicians. And David Hines was a great trumpet player. He's passed away, but I met him then. And whenever I come to St. Louis, I should think of that experience. I went to East St. Louis High School and taught a class. Ron Carter was the band director then. And I remember I was almost the age of the kids that were in the school, and that started kind of an annual pilgrimage. I would always go to the school back in that time through the 80s and early 90s. I continue to go.
Yeah, you were there just last year, I guess, when you were here for the symphony. Right. Gene, why are you excited about this? I think for a couple of reasons. Oh, one, because of Jazz at Lincoln Center.
Oh, of course. I mean, we've been wanting to present the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra for some time now, and we have this wonderful opportunity. I also want to mention, I'm sure Wynton will want to mention the fact that we've been able to get some wonderful support from Dave Stewart, and the Stewart Family Foundation is supporting the tour that they're going on, and we wanted to get Wynton to play at Jazz at the Bistro, which, you know, we're still going to be working on, but we hope that this is a positive step in that direction.
Is that going to happen, Wynton?
Well, I hope so. I mean, I support them. You know, I mean, we all have been in it. We have all worked together with each other and have known each other for a long time now.
I remember first meeting Wynton when I was a student at Eastman School of Music when he came to record with the Eastman Wind Ensemble. And and took Todd Williams, who was one of my friends there, took him on the road with him after
right.
that visit.
Hey, he's going back 20.
I know.
24, 25 years.
Yeah. You've always been so supportive of what we've been doing.
Yes. So we all are working on the same thing. And it's not like us and them and y'all. You know, we're all trying to uplift our communities and use the art. We all know we're in the art. We've been trained in it and we love it. So anything we can ever make possible, and as much as I can participate in whatever is going on, I'm always extremely supportive and want to do whatever I can. And I also want to say, also to co-sign it, yeah, David Stewart, he's the reason we're out here. You know, what Gene was saying, we wouldn't be able to do a tour like this without the support of David Stewart and the Stewart Family Foundation. So we are extremely, extremely happy about that, about his participation. And we're going to his hometown, so we're really going to, we're going to put it on for him that night.
Jazz St. Louis presents the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis and the Chorale Le Chateau Friday, October 18th, the week from today, 8 p.m. at UMSL's Two Hill Performing Arts Center. If you'd like more information, the box office is 516-4949, or go to our website, stlpublicradio.org, to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to the Two Hill for more about that. Wynton, one final thing. I've heard some talk about you writing a Broadway musical, which is going to open very soon.
No, I actually didn't write it. I mean, we put the music together and the musical together with Jack Vertel, who's a great producer and director. So we put it together, and it's the music is the music of Duke Ellington.
And it's called After Midnight.
Some ancillary pieces, right, After Midnight. It's kind of a modern-day celebration of what went on in the Cotton Club, but it's not really like the... We're not trying to recreate the Cotton Club, just the spirit of that, where you have an unbelievable range of talent that you can present on the stage in the context of a story.
Now, previews for that begin on October 18th, which is also your birthday. Is that coincidence?
No, I don't know. I didn't put it there. Maybe it is.
And, Gene, before we go, that you've heard, Gene's heard a rumor that you would like to write an opera.
I understood that from some of the folks I was talking to from Lincoln Center.
Right, I'm gonna write one actually for the Chicago Lyric Opera. So I want to write a series of operas on the Civil War.
Well, best of luck to you. We enjoy your work very much, and we look forward to having you back on the 18th.
Thank you very, very much. It was a pleasure talking to y'all.
Our pleasure. Wynton Marsalis, also here from Jazz St. Louis, is Gene Dobbs Bradford. Thank you, Gene, again.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're listening to Cityscape on St. Louis Public Radio. And now, let's listen to this from Wynton Marsalis, Oh, But on the Third Day. That was Oh, But on the Third Day by Wynton Marsalis, who will be performing 1 week from tonight, October 18th, 8 p.m. at Umsl's Two Hill Performing Arts Center, presented by Jazz St. Louis. Coming up next on Cityscape, the Delmar Loop restaurant scene, and later, the art of painter Bill Cohn. This is St. Louis Public Radio.